Question, what happens when two of our favorite musicians collaborate? More specifically, what happens when Grammy-winning composer Maria Schneider, known for this big band sound, partners with MacArthur Genius Grant Award winner Don Upshaw, whose range is from jazz to opera, including acclaimed performances of Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro? What happens is the new CD, Winter Morning Walks, written by Maria Schneider, funded through the website Artist Share, works based on the poets Carlos Drummond de Andrade, a Brazilian, and Pulitzer Prize-winning Nebraska poet Ted Kooser. Here's a track that makes music out of a dust devil.
I saw a dust devil this morning, doing a dance, and doing a dance. Doing a dance with bales of corn shucks in front of an empty farmhouse. A magical thing.
That's I Saw a Dust Devil This Morning from the new CD Winter Morning Walks, sung by Don Upshaw, composed by Maria Schneider, and both join us from the Argo Studios in New York. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Don, we understand. You first approached Maria about collaborating. Why? What had inspired you?
Well, I had been visiting every Thanksgiving time the Jazz Standard in New York City to hear Maria and her band. And I fell in love with Maria's music when I heard her recording Concert in the Garden. And I finally got up the courage to ask Maria to actually write something for me.
Imagine that, Maria. The courage.
I was just thinking, courage? Because when she asked me, I was so scared. I told Dawn, I said, I haven't really written for orchestra, and I haven't really written for words and a soprano, and I don't know what I'm doing. And Dawn said, I just want you to do what you do. I don't want you to change who you are. So I finally just decided to say yes and just trust in her confidence that she had in me.
Well, you ended up writing this piece first, the five-movement suite, Carlos Andrade Stories, as we said, based on the Brazilian poet. Let's listen.
Carlos, calm down. Love is what you were seeing.
I fell in love with his poetry, and in particular, I fell in love with Mark Strand's translations. And I decided I wanted to do it in English because I wanted the audience to feel the immediacy of the words and how the music was reflected in the words.
Don Upshaw, here you are approaching, you know, getting up the courage to speak with Maria Schneider. And I'm thinking, though, the courage also comes from you don't know what you're going to get in return. You get the music of a Brazilian poet. Your thoughts?
Maria's music touched me and continues to touch me so viscerally and deeply. And I've always felt that there's such joy in her music. And I knew that no matter what she was going to write, it would be some sort of joyful experience.
And what are you trying to say, Maria, if you're presented with this, you know, I have an opportunity to write music for and perform with Don Upshaw?
First, I wanted text that I could dive into. And I loved the Drummond, and Ted Kooser was a poet whose poetry, I love his books. And I wanted something where the sort of humanity that comes through when Dawn sings, that the music would ask for that and leave room for that to come forward.
And let's hear another resulting song. This is from Ted Kooser's work. It's called Walking by Flashlight.
Raccoon. Yeah.
It's just exquisite. And Maria Schneider, we know that Ted Kooser wrote Winter Morning Walks while he was being treated for cancer. We also know you lost your father, and I don't know if those events were together, but you know, the fact that you're both Midwesterners, I'm just wondering if in doing this project for Dawn, it maybe brought you some solace too.
You know, I just related to these poems so much. It wasn't even the cancer part of Ted Kooser's experience. It was how alive he made simple things feel, you know, the walk with the flashlight and the metaphor of the moon on a leash, and how much little things and little images and images that I relate to from home, how much they come to life. That was just very powerful for me.
But Dawn Upshaw, there's also some, you know, fun, just some fun. I'm thinking Finch Feeder, birds all over the place. Our Finch Feeder, the name of the song. Let's listen.
Our Finch Feeder.
What I love most about Maria's writing in this piece is how she got this uneven swinging of the finch feeder.
Was there a physicality? Or?
Well, the rhythm and tempo of the piece is not steady because it mirrors the swinging of the finch feeder.
Cling to the perches.
Talked about this before, Maria. One of the problems is you're a big band, and that gets expensive. And when we talked back in 2007, you were beginning to tap into this idea of your audience funding your work.
Well, if I thought making a big band recording was expensive, I don't know what I was thinking in doing something with two orchestras.
Right.
I had to be insane. But it's something I really wanted to do. And one thing I love about Artist Share, I mean, we started this thing back in 2004, and it's really worked. What I love is it brings me close to the people that support my music, you know, sharing the whole process, illuminating my even my fears. And in the end, they take a little bit of ownership of it, too, because they put the money out there ahead of time and followed along, you know, my videos and my audio documentation. And it's really fun to do. It's a lot of work, but it's fun.
That's composer Maria Schneider, and the music she's most recently made is a new CD with Dawn Upshaw, music set to the work of poets Ted Kooser and Carlos Drummond de Andrade. Winter Morning Walks is the name. We'll have more at hereandnow.org. Dawn Upshaw, Maria Schneider, thank you so much for talking to us about it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
Here Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us to see what the week brings here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI. Public Radio International.